BC Minister of Labour Harry Baines has appointed veteran mediator Vince Reddy as a special mediator for the ongoing contractual dispute between Metro Vancouver Transit Supervisors, represented by CUPE Local 4500, and the Coast Mountain Bus Company. On Wednesday, as supervisors returned to work after a 48-hour strike that saw a complete shutdown of bus service in the metropolitan region, Baines said Reddy's engagement with the two sides will seek to reach an agreement, particularly on wages. As of tomorrow, January 25, 2024, Reddy will work with the parties for a period of up to 6 days to secure a resolution. If a settlement cannot be reached within this timeline, he will issue non-binding recommendations on February 2, 2024, with both parties having 5 days to either accept or reject the recommendations, said Baines. Reddy had already engaged the two sides in private mediation before the strike notice was issued. More than 180 transit supervisors in the Lower Mainland are represented by CUPE Local 4500. According to the company, supervisors have been offered a 13.5% increase over 3 years, starting from January 1, 2023, when the old three-year contract expired. That brings a transit supervisor's salary to $104,886, from $92,415. The company says the union's offer is a 25% increase, to a salary of $115,477. The supervisors have been without a contract since December 31, 2022 and say the company only started negotiating with them last October. The company says its offer aligns with offers accepted by other unions. If an agreement is not reached, Baines could order the supervisors not to strike again, deeming them an essential service. On Wednesday, the company and union both said they welcomed Reddy trying to mediate again, this time on behalf of government. We hope the union will not resume any job action while the special mediator is doing his work. CMBC is committed to working closely with the special mediator in the coming days, stated the company. The union has agreed that no strike action will take place before Reddy files his report. However, if an agreement is not reached by February 3, a 72-hour shutdown will occur. We're committed to working with the special mediator. We hope his recommendations might show us a path to a fair collective agreement. If not, CUPE 4500 members will be left with no choice but to take the next step, said Liam O'Neill, spokesperson for CUPE 4500. If we don't have a tentative agreement by 12:01 a.m. February 3, CUPE 4500 members will be withdrawing services for 72 hours. Furthermore, said O'Neill in a statement, if the labor board permits it, CUPE 4500 intends to expand picketing sites to include other TransLink locations as part of this next strike escalation. This picketing will include SkyTrain stations and other operations. G. Wood at GlacierMedia.Cathy's article was updated January 24 with new information.